KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy now, 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be increasingly cloudy today with a high around 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. While maintenance and care of the Conklin Fish Farm near Griswold will soon no longer be under the auspices of the Cass County Conservation Service, during Wednesday's meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors, CCCS Director Micah Lee said that the Griswold City Council recently accepted a resolution to take control of the maintenance duties at the farm, which is a public attraction and camping site.
They stated that they think they can do a better job as far as progressing the park. With our budget as small as it is, we just have a hard time moving as fast as some people would like to see, I think, as far as getting major projects done. The contract we have is just a management agreement, and there's a clause in there that states either side can terminate the contract upon 30 days written notice. If either party should determine either side is failing to comply with the terms of the agreement.
He said last Thursday the Conservation Board voted to accept the resolution as presented and allow the City of Griswold to seize the management agreement for a number of reasons.
The main reason being manpower, money. We spend probably 2 days minimum a week at the fish farm just mowing and trimming. The big negative, though, is the income from the camping receipts. I mean, last fiscal year, we brought in just a little over $12,000 in camping receipts at the fish farm. We've had several, I don't really say problems, but a friends group down there, they've done a few things without our permission, trying to help, but in the long run, they've cost the County Conservation Board several thousand dollars in repairing and things that we didn't really have necessarily budgeted for.
With the Conservation Board's approval of the city-prepared resolution, the City of Griswold will assume full responsibility for the maintenance and upkeep at the Conklin Farm beginning January 1st of next year. The resolution does not need the approval of the Cass County Supervisors, but will need to be reviewed by the Cass County Attorney before it becomes official. Lee said as much as he'd like to keep the farm, there's just too much for his staff to handle right now, trying to maintain the rest of the county's parks.
My personal stance, I would sure like to keep it if we could, but if they can do what they want to do, and it'll allow us to, you know, we have a lot of stuff that needs done at a lot of parks, and those 2 extra days a week will sure help us in getting projects done. We have a lot of issues with a lot of our areas that need other projects done. I think our board feels that this will allow us to get some more projects completed at other areas.
KJAN News Time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Elsewhere in the news this morning, Republican Congressman Tom Latham was the only member of Iowa's delegation to vote for a bill that would have provided federal aid to Midwesterners hit by this year's Missouri River flooding. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The bill not only provided federal aid for a wide range of disasters, it was designed to provide enough money to keep the federal government operating past September 30th. The new federal fiscal year begins October 1st, but the two parties in Congress haven't agreed on a spending plan yet. However, in a surprise to House Republican leaders, the bill failed to pass last night. Too many Republicans, like Iowa Congressman Steve King, objected to the measure, saying it didn't make deep enough cuts. Democrats objected to the part of the bill that made deep cuts in a program that boosts the manufacture of electric vehicles and said it didn't provide enough money for disaster relief. Iowa's three Democratic congressmen, Bruce Braley, Dave Loebsack, and Leonard Boswell, all were no votes, along with Republican Steve King. I'm O.K. Henderson.
As the flooding Missouri River slowly returns to its normal level, Iowa property owners are beginning to get a look at their homes and businesses and the challenges they'll face in restoring them. Bob Arrett owns an environmental health and safety consulting firm in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. Arrett says some people will be able to save the skeleton of their building and not have to start over.
If you just get it opened up and dried out as soon as possible, you can sand and treat the stud walls and the frames and so forth. Hopefully keep as much of the building as you can. It's just not an automatic decision.
A Unfortunately, Arad says some buildings will be a complete loss and the only option will be to tear them down. He says it will still be some time before many homeowners and business owners know the extent of water damage.
We haven't really seen a lot of the assessment because the water just hasn't come down that far and people aren't ready yet. I don't think the insurance companies or anybody's quite assessed it.
Some homes have sat in floodwater for several months, virtually all summer. Arad says that doesn't necessarily mean the property is a total loss.
Not the whole building itself, but some of the porous materials that are in the building, you know, the drywalls, carpets, and all that, obviously has got to go.
The river has been below flood stage at Sioux City for a few weeks now and may not be back to normal in the Omaha Council Bluffs area until October. Arad's company, B2 Environmental, specializes in industrial cleanups. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has named the four members of an independent panel that will review this year's flooding on the Missouri River. The Corps said Wednesday that the panel members include three hydrologists, Bill Lawrence of the National Weather Service, Darren Ackerman of the U.S. Geological Survey, and Kara McCarthy of the Natural Resources Conservation Service. The fourth member is Neil Gregg, a professor at Colorado State University. The Corps manages the Missouri's flow through a series of dams and storage reservoirs and has faced intense criticism over the flooding. The agency says the panel will help determine if anything could have been done to prevent this year's flood and provide recommendations for improving future operations. Among the issues that will be examined is whether climate change played a role in this year's record runoff. Crews are assessing damage to Iowa highways and beginning repairs now that the Missouri River has dropped to lower levels after a summer of flooding. Sections of the Interstates 29 and 680 are largely rubble, leaving workers with a daunting number of repairs and little time as winter approaches to fix them. Officials say, though, they'll fix as many roads as possible this fall and hope to have at least single lanes open on damaged stretches of the interstates by December, but some work will have to wait until next year. Iowa Department of Transportation spokeswoman Dina Gray-Fisher said in some spots there isn't any road left, and you've got to start from scratch. Gray-Fisher says a contract for the bids will go out tomorrow to rebuild a badly damaged 3-mile stretch of Interstate 680. An Omaha woman, once believed to be the victim of a home invasion and now charged with first-degree murder in the 2001 shooting in her western Iowa home, faces a new federal charge of passport fraud. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Omaha said 45-year-old Tracy Ann Richter, who's also known to authorities as Tracy Richter Roberts, made false statements in early 2009 in an application for a passport which she intended for her own use or for the use of another. In an affidavit, the U.S. State Department special agent said Richter applied for the passport in Omaha, claiming her name was Sophia Corina Therese Edwards. The federal indictment was unsealed Wednesday. In July, Iowa authorities charged Richter with first-degree murder in connection with the 2001 shooting death of 20-year-old Dustin Weedy. Authorities in Council Bluffs said yesterday that two people had been arrested Tuesday morning following a pursuit that led officers into Omaha and back into Council Bluffs. Bluffs Police Sergeant Mark Galvin said when an officer tried to stop a suspicious black SUV shortly after 9 a.m. Tuesday, the driver of a white Dodge truck tried to strike the officer's vehicle. After the officer took evasive action to avoid the truck, he began to pursue both vehicles into Omaha. The Dodge truck, which was later determined to have been stolen, was able to elude authorities but later found abandoned. When police learned that the black SUV had returned to Council Bluffs, they were able to locate it in an area known as Malmore Acres. And following a brief foot pursuit, a man and woman were taken into custody. Their names were not immediately released. The woman who was driving the SUV, allegedly, was charged with eluding, reckless driving, and driving while disqualified. She was also wanted on warrants for possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, driving while barred, and possession of prescription drugs. The man in the SUV was arrested on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance. He also faces a charge of eluding. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell last week, but the drop isn't being seen as a sign the job market is improving much. The Labor Department says weekly applications dropped 9,000 to a seasonally adjusted 423,000, while the less volatile four-week average rose slightly. And that puts jobless claims at about the same level as they were 4 weeks ago. Republicans suggest President Barack Obama's latest pitch for his $447 billion boost to the economy is a bridge too far. Obama will speak today at a bridge crossing from House Speaker John Boehner's home, state of Ohio, to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's Kentucky. The GOP calls the whole thing a stunt. Pope Benedict says there's a growing indifference to religion in society. Benedict made the remarks as he began the first state visit to his German homeland today. He's seeking to stem the tide of Catholics leaving the church while acknowledging the damage caused by the clerical sex abuse scandal. The Pope plans to meet with Jewish and Muslim leaders. News time is 8:10. Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667. In our funeral announcements, Dwayne Bierbaum, age 86, of Griswold, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dwayne Bierbaum will be today at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Paul Steele, age 89, of Rural Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Paul Steele will be today at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dolores Marie Elizabeth Gross, age 94, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Dolores Gross will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Brian Thomas McConaughey, age 39, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Trainer, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Brian McConaughey will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 88-year-old Marjorie Sheridan of Atlantic died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Marjorie Sheridan will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dolores Carr, age 88, of Anita, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospice Center. A memorial service for Dolores Carr will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Sandra K. Erickson, age 70, of Exira and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Sandra K. Erickson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. 92-year-old Edna C. May of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and formerly of Exira, died September 2nd at the Good Samaritan Nursing Home in Colorado Springs. A celebration of life memorial service for Edna May will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Gary Douglas Doug Younger, age 56, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Doug Younger will be held Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Harmony Vineyard Church in Kansas City, Missouri. D.W. Newcomer's Sons Whitechapel Funeral Home in Gladstone, Missouri, has the arrangements. Larry Joe Arrowsmith, age 68, of Sacramento, California, died Sunday in Sacto. Graveside services for Larry Joe Arrowsmith will be held Saturday at 3:30 at the Highland Township Cemetery near Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Gene Corey, age 86, of Walnut, died Tuesday at the Peace Haven Retirement Home in Walnut. Funeral services for Gene Corey are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home at Avoca. And Rex Miller, age 93, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen House in Atlantic. Services for Rex Miller are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.